Hello, everyone. It's Shane Kanto, and welcome to the Ruthless Obsession podcast here on the SPM Crew Podcasting Network. And due to some unfortunate mistakes on my part, and also Diana being on vacation, I'm going to be flying solo this week for this particular episode. So I am going to leave most of AEW Dynasty to talk about once Diana is back, as she is the AEW expert here on the podcast, but there are a few things that I wanted to talk about this week in terms of the world of professional wrestling. And it was very interesting, some of the things that happened over the past week. Going back to Monday Night Raw, I am a humongous Sheamus fan, and I was very excited to see Sheamus back, despite not being able to hear what the hell was playing in terms of his music. It was cool to hear that he has his original theme song back. Too Many Limes and Lobster Heads, we could all enjoy. But it was nice to see Sheamus back in the ring, taking out Ivar and picking up a win. I know the discourse has turned into him being out of shape, which is crap because he's in better shape than 99% of the people making those comments on the internet. And also, dude's been out for like 8 months, almost couldn't come back. He's also 46 years old, and he still is, looks like he could snap people in half. So Sheamus is doing just great, and I'm so glad that he is back. It'll be interesting to see where he goes from here, maybe finally winning that Intercontinental Championship. We'll have to see. But a couple of bro kicks and Sheamus is back. Now, the big thing from last week's Monday Night Raw, we had Sami Zayn versus Chad Gable, who put on a fantastic match. It was intense. It was athletic. There was a lot of counters and great technical professional wrestling going on in this match. Chad Gable came to play, and it was a thrilling match from start to finish. That entrance Sami Zayn made through the arena with those camera angles, the track, like the following looming camera behind him, as that crowd just welcomed him back like a king in his native Canada. And this match was so exciting. It was the perfect way to cap off Raw. And you had that beautiful moment between Sammy and his wife until Chad Gable wrapped his arms around Sammy and a German suplexed him out of his wife's arms. What a crazy moment. And they showed the behind the scenes of that moment where Chad Gable snapped. I know the internet's looking for Perk Gable, referring to Perk Angle, back in that like 05, 06, 07 era of Kurt Angle's career. But I did not want Chad Gable to turn heel. I did not want Chad Gable to be put aside for Sami Zayn to win the title from Gunther. But if this means what I think it means, and they're going to really push Chad Gable as a heel, and he's finally going to get, like, maybe he'll be that one to take that title away from Sami Zayn, and it'll be a brutal one, I'll be down with that. I was enjoying him so much as a face, but Chad Gable's amazing in the ring. He's amazing on the mic. He has a great character, and he'll make it work either way. And the rumors that they're going to turn the Creed brothers heel and team them up with Chad Gable, that's insane. And boy, is that team going to be forced to be reckoned with. That'll be very interesting in seeing how that all turns out. Next up, we have the brutality of Kevin Owens. They beat him to a bloody pulp, Tama Tonga, on SmackDown, as we see Solo Sikoa taking his lead, taking his spot as the tribal chief, scaring the crap out of Paul Heyman. And just the character work that Solo is doing is fantastic. Now they got to stop having him lose. He needs to get in the ring, win some matches, get that behind him. But Tama Tonga just making an impact within the early parts of his WWE career here, and with the rumors of Jacob Fatu on the horizon, this will be a team that is a force to be reckoned with, and it'll be exciting to see what they wind up doing. But this is starting a big rivalry right there with Kevin Owens, with the new bloodline, with a new tribal chief. We'll have to see how Roman and Jimmy and Jay all fit back into the story at some point. But for now, we got some fresh meat on SmackDown, and they are brutalizing whoever they're going to want to after what they did to Jimmy Uso and now what they did to Kevin Owens. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with on SmackDown, and I can't imagine after the draft when Cody Rhodes inevitably winds up being a SmackDown superstar that there might be some bad blood there with more Bloodline and Cody Rhodes confrontations there in the future. But Tonga made such a big impact so far in terms of what he's been doing. So that's pretty great, making an impact. Now, Triple H debuted new tag titles, which this was an exciting prospect, as those like nickel looking tag belts are a bit garish and not particularly interesting. I did appreciate that they basically brought back the old World Tag Team and WWE Tag Team Championship belts, you know, close enough. So I'm pretty excited about that. What they did with A Down Down Under, A Town Down Under, and them getting their belts and, you know, showing some disrespect to Triple H, thought that really worked. R-Truth, his antics in that moment with Triple H, I think went a little too far for me. Sorry, Truth. Diana's not here to defend you. But that one, it just, I've been enjoying what he's been doing, but that moment went a little too far. And you could tell even Triple H was like, what the hell is this? But in general, it was an exciting moment. And getting those new tag titles is certainly a special thing. And it'll be exciting to see the two tag champs on their own now that the titles have been split and hopefully building out the tag team divisions on both brands. Now, I do have to talk about at least one thing from AEW Dynasty. And if you haven't figured this out yet, I'm a big Thunder Rosa fan. Thunder Rosa is probably by far my favorite wrestler in AEW. So I was so super excited to see her back in the title picture going against going against Toni Storm. And like Thunder Rosa and Toni Storm are two of my favorite. They're definitely two of my favorite women's wrestlers working today, and they put on a banger of a match. I've been concerned for a while that, you know, Thunder Rosa has looked a bit rusty since she came back, but this match, this blew me out of the water. This was fantastic. This showed that Thunder Rosa really is back and really meaning business. And she came out such an awesome design and costume and face mask and headdress and everything. Her ring gear, her makeup, it all was just so perfect. Really worked for Thunder Rosa. And she brought it in the ring. And the two of them really tore the house down. They are both extremely talented wrestlers. Thunder Rosa proved why she shaped the AEW women's division back in 2021 and unceremoniously has been through so much over the past couple of years. And it made me so happy. She better get this title at some point, or I'm going to be extremely disappointed. Toni Storm doing great character work. I won't get into too much, but taking a shot at Triple H because, you know, apparently AEW can't make it through any show without talking about WWE. which is really concerning to me because she's not the only one that continued to bring up WWE in the media scrum after the pay-per-view. But we'll talk more about that once Diana's back. But in general, I just wanted to shout out a great match between Thunder Rosa and Toni Storm. The only thing that I didn't like about it was that Thunder Rosa did not leave champ. But hopefully she will sometime in the near future. And we're bringing up TNA wrestling here because I had to bring this up. So Moose beat Dolph Ziggler in the main event of their pay-per-view. And Moose, standing tall, gets attacked by broken Matt Hardy. Oh my God. And he just started the delete chant right afterwards. And I'm just like, oh my, this is something special going on in TNA again. It'll be very interesting how much legs the Broken Universe has this time in TNA, what Broken Matt Hardy's going to do. But it's considerably better than what the hell he was doing over in AEW. So, you know what? I'll take him being in TNA and bringing the Broken Verse back. It'll be interesting. I guess they're building up all these ex-WWE guys to take on Moose for the world titles after Ziggler got back. But just, seeing mad, crazed Matt Hardy broken with that hair, that outfit, and doing the delete chant was, a blast from the past and honestly fun and a nice way to shake things up a little bit over there in TNA wrestling. But yeah, those were the things that I wanted to talk about this week. Keeping it short and sweet to the point for all of you, making sure that you remember that we're all here, Diana and I, with all things professional wrestling to talk about with all of you wonderful people out there. We really appreciate you listening. Hopefully, you like, comment, and share on our episodes. Hopefully, you follow the SPDM Crew Podcasting Network wherever you listen to your podcasts. There's plenty of great shows. I'm biased. I have my Wasteland Retrospective podcast you should check out. Of course, all the stuff that Mike does from Family Movie Night to his sports talk, sports, and Flicks and Chill with Luke and all the great content that they have over on the SPDM Crew Podcasting Network. Very grateful for our amazing logo for Ruthless Obsession from High Flyer Creative. So if you need any great logo work or any kinds of designs, check out High Flyer Creative. But thank you all for always tuning in and supporting the Ruthless Obsession podcast. Now, thank you.